OG Sundays, Fabulous Low Rider Odie, The G Lou Show, hosted by G Lou, Flossie B, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. Yes, sir. Let's take that ride, homie. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Love Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. OG Sundays, back to business. Big G Lou back with a vengeance. Cruising, rolling down the Boulevard. I mean the Boulevard, we coming way too hard. Big Floss in the gray lacrosse. G Hank in the lack with his wife in the back. I mean the Benz about to scoop up Gene. On the way to Block Talk, baby, talk to me. Got the keys to the city like Nip. Rest in peace to the king, we gon' keep this shit lit. 7 days a week, we stay smoky, but Sunday we listen to the lowrider oldies. With the black in the back like snow, but between them a Cadillac, nigga, you know. Every Sunday we take that ride on the G Lou Show, my nigga, show you ride. Ride. It's the G Lou Show. OG Sundays, Fabulous Lowrider Odies. Flossie B, G Lou, Hankster the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. OG. Yes, sir. Every Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific, 10 to 12 Eastern. 914-803-4001. One. Come take that ride with us. We in traffic like Daisy and Graphics. Church.
Cali Picnic 2019. Me and Flossy B.
Floss. Nigga, and I'm smoking out here, nigga.
Oh,
y'all see what it is?
The only way to do it, folks.
We out here.
Bless the family, your boy OG bringing that dunk in the cool word out of that south. Posted on OG Sunday with that nigga Hank to the gang to it. Big Flossy Smalls in that damn cool release. No need for keeping shit popping. On the real.
Yes, sir. Welcome to the G Lou Show, OG Sunday, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies, man. I am G Lou. I'm joined by my co-host, my right hand man, Big Flossy B. I got Queen Jean with us, Hank Norman, the whole crew. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Before we get started, give a shout out to our sponsors, BTP Media Group, 93.3 Tweed FM Ism, the After Six Cruise Mix, DD Harrison, Conversations in the Hookah Lounge at GLouShow.com. As well, you dig. Let me bring in my co-host, Flossy B. Floss, what up, man? Good evening, sir.
Yeah, yeah. What's happening, man? What's good, boy? First, before we get started, I want all the ladies that's listening that is tuning in. I know we going up against the verses right now, cause boy, it's hot. It's going. It's putting pressure on us tonight, boy. But
Shout
out to everybody tuning in tonight, man. We got my boy Fat Rack tuning in tonight. Gonna give y'all the lowdown on what's coming up, man. So we should, boy, like I say, we got a hard act to follow tonight. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the verses, man. It's going
right
down. Yes, sir. Yes,
yeah,
sir.
It's hot. It's hot. It's hot.
Yep.
It's hot.
Shout
That's
out
a hot show, man. I've been tuned in.
Yeah, shout out
that
to all
part,
our
that part.
Man. Yeah. Yeah,
that part.
Happy Easter to everybody, man. Much love. Hope everybody enjoyed their Sunday, man. Beautiful, man. I can feel the love.
Yes,
there,
happy
man.
Easter.
Yeah,
happy
like
Easter
I say
to everybody.
Hey, Steve Harvey, Steve Harvey, them got the love in the air, man, don't they?
Yeah, they doing it tonight. They are. They are.
Hey,
they doing it
got
tonight, man.
Ready.
Shout out to
hey,
the person.
Got
yeah, Ron,
ready to
Ron
slow
up
down
there looking. Right. Shout out to Ron Isley up there looking bossy, man.
Oh,
the big
man,
up there,
Mr.
Man.
Big. That's Mr. Big.
Yeah,
they,
man.
They showing out.
Yeah.
They showing out. Yeah, they showing
for
out.
Sure.
Yes, sir. Shout out to Versus, man. Yes, sir.
Yes,
and
sir.
Hank, too.
Hey,
Hank
Queen Dean is in the field.
Suits. Hey, Hank,
yeah, I see Hank.
I'm
waiting for Hank to get on here, right, because I got a clown. Hank was so sharp today. That nigga took about 15 different picks, nigga, in the same.
Hey,
I say, Hank, we see you, Hank.
He couldn't put weight. He couldn't wait to put something. Wait till I put my shit on, Hank. I'm going to take 30 pictures, nigga. I'm going to take 100 pictures, nigga. I'm going to put mine on soon,
I'm
gonna
on,
nigga.
Hank.
I'm going to put mine on, nigga. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Shout out to Big Hank. He ain't here yet. He'll be here soon. I'm going to get on him, though. Queen Jean is in the building, though. What up, Queen?
Oh, okay. Hey, sis. What's that?
Hey, I'm watching this Versus myself right now.
I know you is. I know you is. Hey,
I'm right. Yeah.
Hey, I started to say Queen G ain't going to be checking in until a little later, man.
I'm going to be dipping, but I'm right here with y'all. I'm going to be in the lanes. I'm going to do a little dipping. You know, I'm going to dip out every now and then. And happy Easter to you all and your families. And
Thank you.
That good stuff. And yeah, I seen Hank too. He had that sign, his street sign up easy. I said, okay, you easy like Sunday morning this morning, right?
Hey, he was feeling himself today, right? You could tell.
He couldn't wait for Easter.
Yeah. So
like
I'm going to tell
him. I'm going to get on, Hank. What?
I'm going to tell him like he told me. I seen you taking all them pictures. You don't know if you want to turn this way, lean this way, have to get this way.
Right,
right. Hey, and I'm going to tell you, G-Lou and Queen, I'm going to tell you, nigga, I know you got a big-ass Easter basket. Nigga, I know you got a big Easter basket. You try to get best dressed. Nigga, try to go to church and get best dressed. Yeah,
right on,
man.
Shout out to G-Hank, man. He'll be here soon, y'all. But check this out. It's OG Sundays. You already know what it is. We got a special guest joining us tonight, the homie Fat Rat, man. Derek, he pulled up, so he's going to come up right after this. Since we're in the mood right now, we had the verses and all that, man. I feel I feel the need to play some of this right here. So I'm going to do this, and we're going to come back and the homies
respect.
Here.
Give it up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Queen Jean, they got me ready to slow down. They got me ready to slow down. Queen Jean.
I'm going to be right there with you.
I know that's right.
Let's go.
Won't you come to me? Baby, can't you see that our hearts agree? Cause really I can say I love when they're straight. Cause I love you every day.
Y'all keep working hard. Believe in yourself. Prove everybody that doubts y'all wrong. Show up every day. Stay pure. Keep your heart pure. Stay motivated. Stay inspired. Show love to your people. From Nip Hustle, love.
Okay. Well, then I'm going to say it like this. You are tuned in to the G. Lou Show with the Queen Jean herself. This is Squareopolis, the nerdiest guy on planet Earth, showing appreciation to these people for allowing the square guy to do what he does. Y'all stay tuned to the G. Lou Show. I appreciate you.
Yes, sir. It's the G. Lou Show, OG Sundays. Fabulous Lowrider Oldies, man. And like I told you, right, we got a special guest tonight. We got the homie checking in, man. The homie, man. He's an entrepreneur. He's a hood politician. You know, he's out in the communities. He's everywhere doing his thing. But before I do that, I'm gonna let the Queen just bring him in. Queen, if you could introduce our special guest for tonight, if you're familiar.
Oh, okay. She's like, oh, Derek.
I'm sorry, Queen. I wanted the lady to do it.
Okay. You know, I was okay, hold on. Let's welcome Derek Thomas to the show.
I told you the voice has got a discombobulated.
Yeah, that verse got her fucked up. I'm sorry, Queen. I'm sorry.
You got her doing some bob legs.
I had us on mute. I was like, let me put them on mute so I hear the. I did. But look, hey, Derek, how you doing?
I'm good. How are you? It's all good. I know. I can tell you was kind of caught off guard. It's all good.
I know, right?
Hey,
I got to learn how to not be caught off guard.
Do?
I used to be. I used to be struggling. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, what's going on? Hey, what's going on with it? Let me say this real quick, y'all. Who is that with the exotic thing on his shoulders, man? Is that Ron Ozzie with the fur?
Yeah, that's him, man. That's
yeah.
A clone. They said that was a clone at first. They thought it was a clone. Homie.
Man, Ronald Ozzy looking better than he did 20 years ago.
Yeah,
he looked pretty good,
man.
He does. Steve got that cold top hat on, though, don't he?
Steve been cutting up all night.
Steve got that 72 Coupe de Ville on his head tonight, man. He got that long thing.
For sure. All right.
Hey, but happy Easter to y'all.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, man. Happy Easter to everybody, and I appreciate y'all having me on, man. Thank you very much.
Yes, sir. We appreciate you. It's an honor as well. Go ahead, Flo.
Michael.
Check this out. Everybody call, you know, the public, the John Q public, this is Derek, but we call him Fat Rat. You dig what I'm saying? Fat Rat, give him a little spill about, you know what I'm saying, where you coming from, what you about, and what you got going on, man. And we can go from there.
Well, I basically grew up in West L.A. I grew up in the 60s. I grew up off of Slauson and Alviso, but I ran with the 30s. I ran with the Jefferson Park area cats, Weston and King, you know, originally Santa Barbara Boulevard. My uncles were reputables from the 60s, Big Looney, a little Looney, you know. I was raised around a lot of special people, man. My father was a writer for Motown for like 10, 15 years, the same as Cocaine, the rapper Cocaine. His father wrote for Motown too, Jerry Long Sr. Cocaine is Jerry Jr. You know, we grew up, you know, Barry White was my godfather. You know what I mean? I used to sit at South Park with him and watch them play chess over there and do their thing. So, you know, I kind of grew up on two different sides of the fence, man. I grew up with a lot of intelligent people who told me to, you know, groom myself, go to school, get educated. If you're going to run the streets or whatever you're going to do, be educated. Don't be no dummy out here. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I also grew up with some stomp down reputables, man, some originals, man. You know that showed me a different part of life too that I needed to know. You know, out here, you know, just coming up in the 70s and 80s in Los Angeles at that time, you know, it was a lot going on, man. You know, and it was a certain way you had to be. It didn't matter where, Long Beach, L.A., Inglewood, Compton. It was a certain element in Los Angeles County, you know, and it was a certain way you had to carry yourself, you know, and there was things that we needed to learn. And I was just blessed to, I was blessed to be raised by the best, you know what I mean?
And,
you know, my story is like a lot of other cats, man. You know, I've, you know, ran with the culture, been through the prison system, but I've also came home, graduated, put myself through UCLA. I worked for Super Shuttle at Los Angeles Airport for about 10 years, became operations manager. I'm presently working for Sony Music. I'm an engineer, sound engineer for Sony, do mixing and mastering. I won an Emmy Award for writing on the Wayne Brady Show in 2003-2004 season. I mean, you know, I've done quite a few things.
Wow.
Right now, I'm working with a partner of mine, my boy Bowlegs, on a documentary.
Yeah, let's get into
A documentary. It's called Welcome to L.A., Music and Gangbang. So, you know, I said basically all what I said to kind of get up to this point of the reason why we decided to make a documentary, you know, Welcome to L.A., Music and Gangbanging, because, you know, we wanted to show, we have a lot of different, you know, visuals that we have out here of gang members and the lifestyle and killers and cutthroats and murderers. And, you know, we wanted to show a different side of people. What made you start gangbanging? You know, what was your conditions growing up? You know, what was your thought process? And to show the flip side of it as far as the transition coming from that, getting into music, getting into being entrepreneurs and businessmen, because we're also fathers and sons and uncles, and, you know, and then we are civilized people. You know what I mean? We didn't grow up being taught how to murder people and destroy our neighborhoods. Remember what we were about. You know what I'm saying? We are people who actually add to society. So the documentary is just basically, you know, talking to people in the community. Big Flossie's on there, Big Q-Bone from Broadway, myself, Squeak Rue from Neighborhood Pyru in Inglewood, who was part of West Side Connection. We got Sebo's little brother, Lil Miko from South Sacramento. We got Blozar from East Sacramento. He's a Pyru. We just got a mixture of all these reptiles, you know, these people with.
We got Bronco. You got Bronco from Fuzztown White.
You got Bronco from Fuzztown.
You got June from Denver Lake. June from Denver Lake.
You got Mont. You got my boy from Watts. What's his name, Floss? Mike Watts.
Bronco.
His name, something like that.
Bro.
No,
this
is Bronco. Bronco, and there's another dude from Watts too that's in the documentary. It's actually steady growing. We have quite a few. I'm missing some names. I'm sorry if I'm missing you, but it's it went from just being a regular, it was going to potentially just be a regular, you know, hour and a half documentary, and now it's like a 4-part series so far. You know what I mean?
Hey,
I forgot about Malik. I forgot about Malik Spellman in it.
Shout out to Malik.
Fat Rat. Fat Rap,
yes,
let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
Just a question probably the public will want to know. But in this documentary that you guys are doing about, like you said, the music or whatever, the gang shit, the gang banging, the life, everything, what would make this documentary different from ones that have come out before or tried to maybe do what you guys are doing out here?
Because this documentary is different in the fact that, And don't get me wrong when I say this. This is no disrespect to anybody else, but this documentary is different because of the people and the caliber of people that we have in this documentary. You know, some people.
Okay.
What I was hearing was some people we getting tired of seeing the same people. You feel
right.
me? Over and over and over again. No disrespect to nobody because they're reputable
right.
too. But we also have a whole nother group of people out here who are reputables, who are in the communities every day. They're not on TV, they're not famous, but they're in their communities, you know what I'm saying, helping their communities, and their cats who are solid, reputable people from their sections, you know what I'm saying? And they have something to say, too. They have a story to tell, just like everybody else, you know what I'm saying? It was part of the same the same culture as, you know, all these other people. Like I said, there's no disrespect to nobody, because I know the names that people are going to start coming up with. We all know the names, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
No disrespect to them. You feel me? So I feel like what makes this different is the people who are being interviewed. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, Big Floss, Squeak Root, Squeak Roo is a wealth of knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying? This dude ran with Ice Cube. He ran one of the biggest rap stars there is. He was one of the first people in a rap group that you seen that were Bloods and Crips. Him, Mac 10, K-Mac, Gangsta, you know, CJ Mac, Dub C. You know, they've been on, you know, coming together and unified and going after money. And look at them now, created wealth for their families and their kids coming. Now their kids are grown and in the movies and TV and doing things. And, you know, so, and that's a beautiful thing. But we also have other people who are not famous who have those same stories. So I feel like this is different basically because, yeah, it's not the same people, man. Let's hear from somebody else. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay.
All right, and I want to say shout out to Legs if you're out there listening, tuning in.
Shout out
to Legs,
to Bowlegs, man.
The whole
what
Stick
up,
Gang movement, man. The whole Stick Gang movement, man.
Yeah, Bowlegs. I mean, this is his baby. This is his concept. You know, he brought it to me a few times because I write. I'm a screenwriter as well. You know, I was actually talking to him about a reality show that I'm about to put a trailer together for called Hype Man, and it gives the contestants a chance to become the hype man for their favorite artist, you know, because the hype man is kind of like he's an unsung hero, man. You know, you got the, if you look at the hype man, Flavor Flav, the Spliff Stars, even 2Big MC was with MC Hammer, man, you know.
2Big MC, yes, sir.
You remember that dude, man,
sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yes, sir.
Yeah,
even going back to R&B like Jerome with the Mirror.
Yeah,
come on, man. You know what I'm saying? Exactly.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Right. The hype man, they got to get their props. You're right. I forgot about that.
Right.
Hey, man. They the unsung hero, man. I'm tapping in. I run with the underdog, man. I've always been the dude who run. I'm born and raised in Los Angeles, brother. And everybody that grew up with me, that know me, will tell you my whole life I've been nothing but a Clipper fan, bro. You know what I'm saying? Because it's easy to be a Lakers fan.
They whooped the Lakers' ass today, too. The Clippers did that today.
It's easy to be a Lakers fan, man. It's hard to be a Clipper fan.
You got to take all the bad.
What's my man used to play there?
Come on, man. We had Norm Nixon. We had Danny Manning.
We had
Darius Miles.
Yeah, Norm Nixon. Danny Manning.
That's
like 88.
They had Blake Griffin, nigga. They had Blake.
I grew up on that side of town, man. So I grew up a Raider fan, Dodger fan, Clipper fan. Because the Clippers played right next door to the
right
Raiders
next to
the Coliseum,
right next door.
Arena.
Yeah,
right. You know what I'm saying? So it was easy for me to go to Bell Sales, get my little clothes after I come out the Sports Arena or something. You know what I mean? And you know, and then the Dodgers, everybody was going to Dodger Stadium back then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, but I'm always root for the underdog, man. That's just kind of my thing. You know what I mean? I love when somebody say you can't do something and you do it. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's right.
That's the best feeling in the world. Yeah, that's the best feeling in the world, man.
Hey, check this out. We got Fat Rat on the line, man. Y'all want to holler, press 1-914-803-4001, man, and holler at Fat Rat. He'll holler back. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, Fat Rat, we're going to take a ride real quick and get in traffic, man, let you see how we do it on the show. We're going to jump on the boulevard. It's Sunday night. So, G-Lou, let's take a ride and come on back, man.
Let's go.
Oh, in the dark. wonders what might have been. Something up ahead. Hey, should I keep the same direction or go back instead? I keep hearing footsteps fading in the dark.
James, I do a show on Sunday night, but it's not the show that I listen to. What? Let me tell you what I listen to. The world famous G. Lou Show, rated number one Sunday nights, best crew on radio. G. Lou, Big Fosse, Hanks to the Gangster, and the lovely Miss Queen Jean. The G. Lou Show, Baptist Lowrider Oldies. The best.
I want to be with you. Hey, man, all I want to do is say hello to the world, man. Y'all tune in every Sunday to the G-Lu Show, and you get the real, raw, and uncut, you know, conversations, you know, debates, you know what I'm saying, answers, solutions, you know, so you don't get no problems coming on this show here, man. You know what I want to say to everybody in the world? It's cold outside, like what you said, man, but it's a cold world we live in, you know what I'm saying, like we always have said. But, man, let's keep it warm. Let's keep it good heart. Let's get humble. Let's start doing things we used to do today, man. Let's make the presence and all that. Past, man. All this is a memory, you know what I'm saying? But memories do last today. Today we have to live each and every day the same way we did yesterday. Today, man, all I want to say is peace, love, and the words of God for me, our soul.
Yes, sir. Welcome back to the G-Lu Show, OG Sundays, Traveling Slow Rider Oldies on an Easter Sunday. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Happy Easter. Flossy B, Queen Jean, we're back with our special guest, Derek Thomas, a.k.a. Fat Rat.
Yes, sir.
What it do, man?
Oh, man, hey, enjoying this good music you got going, brother.
Yeah, yeah, you know. Fast, I want to ask you, what was your, I know you're an entrepreneur, you're doing a lot of different things. What's your relationship or connection with the Cookies brand? I see you promote that or have a connection with that. What is the relationship with that?
With me? Me and Cookies is really more me and Burner, you know what I'm saying? I know Burner, you know, from music, doing music with him.
Right.
So, and, you know, I've been knowing him since he was really, like, originally he was just basically the weed man to all the rappers, you know what I mean? So that's where I kind of met him at, by, you know, being around by a weed. So just, you know, I'm the type of cat I am, man. I just, my friends, whatever they into, I support big business. Because I represent a whole different cannabis in the company. I work with a company called Colas, K-O-L-A-S.
Okay.
And we're the largest dispensary in Sacramento. We have 7 different stores, delivery service, curbside service, and we're actually trying to expand to Los Angeles and out in the Bay Area and like that. So, you know, that's who I really rock with. I'm a Colas brand cat, but I support Cookies, man, because Burner, that's my boy. So, and he always look out for me with the merchandise, the clothes, you know, the items and all that. Yeah, yeah, man. So that's what it is. It's all support. And, you know, and I want to say this real quick, too, y'all, G-Lu. As far as the documentary go, I do want people to know this, that the documentary that's really Bowlegs is the creator, producer. That's really his baby. You know what I mean? I came in as being a part of it. And just, you know, helping, you know, he came to me and he said, Fat Rat, I never gang bang. You know what I'm saying? I don't know a lot. I know some people, but I need you to find me. He told me the type of people that he was looking for. I don't want the ordinary. I don't want to be the same people and all. I want, you feel me, them real ones.
Yeah.
Okay, well, we're going to go get Big Flossy. You feel me? We're going to go get cats like that that's going to tell you the truth because they've been there.
Yeah,
you feel me? So, but I want people to know that this documentary, cause it's gonna be very, very nice when it's done. It's gonna be, they already lined up with Amazon. I believe that there's in the process of getting lined up with Netflix too as well. So we definitely, it's gonna be Amazon, it's gonna be Hulu, and hopefully it's gonna be Netflix. You know what I mean? And wanted everybody to know that's really his thing, man. I'm just trying to be a part of it. You know what I mean? Because Bowlegs need to get the credit for this documentary that's going to come out, because it's going to be a very, very excellent put together documentary, and it's going to be very informative, man. Y'all going to learn about a lot of stuff and a lot of things that people didn't really know about. You know what I mean? A lot of stuff is going to be told. A lot of history is going to be told from people who were there, not from secondhand stories and none of that. From people who was actually there when these events took place. You know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. So that was just
that's
something big. I wanted everybody to know. You know what I mean?
That's all right.
Hey, this is Flossy. Hey, D. And
yeah.
I'm going to just say shout out because I'm rolling up the last of that right now, nigga. Yeah. I've been having a ball.
You talking about that medication I slid you, huh?
Yeah, sir. I'm down to the last of it now, nigga. I've been enjoying that to the head. Did nobody get none of that but me. Yeah. Yeah, they got to the head. Hey, check this out, Fat Rat. But
yes,
we always do our guests like that, man. You got what's, give me your slow jam, man. What's one that got you through? What's your song, man?
You talking about the fourth tier in Folsom? You talking about that?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Why are you writing that letter? Why are you writing that letter home? Yeah.
Oh, that's gonna be Blue Magic Spell.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay.
These are like my favorites. anything Tempreeze.
Oh,
you know, anything Blue Magic too, but anything Tempreeze I'm rocking with.
Oh, wait.
Anything from the Dales I'm rocking with. From the Whispers I'm rocking with.
Hey, G, look, so basically he understands this show, right? Basically he understands this feeling of this show, right?
Yes. You know why? Because I was the real one who was out there on Sundays with my lowrider, man. You know
That's what I'm talking about. Playing that real music.
Going from Crenshaw and Imperial back down to Rodeo, and what they call Rodeo, but we called it Rodeo before it was Obama.
That's right, in the parking lot, you feel me? Yeah.
Rick Berger right there on the one, you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir. Hey, like I say, man, we're going to give a shout-out to Fat Rat, man, the G-Lou show tonight. We live on Easter, man. Shout-out to the Verses, man, because like I say, they did their thing tonight, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Shout-out to the Verses.
Yes, sir.
Can I say one more thing real quick?
You got a whole bunch more shit to say. Yeah.
I just want to say this real quick. Shout out to DMX, man. Get better, bro.
Yes, sir. Please. Prayers up to DMX, man. That's a good one, D. Everybody trying to put that man in the grave already, man.
Get off that, man. Come on, man. Get better, man.
Yeah, bottom line, make a comeback so you can stop somebody else.
Man, we've taken too many losses. We need you, brother. For real. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to put that out here.
The Rough Riders, the Rough Riders Motorcycle Club that went up to the hospital. They out there bumping all his music. So shout out to
them. Right on.
What we got going on, man?
What's happening? What we got going on, man?
I got some of this right here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, hey, this is Kenya Ware from Kenya Ware Fam, and I just love the G-Lu show, and I thank the man, yes, the man in charge, G-Lu, for all his love and support for Kenya Ware Fam. Of course, Flossy, thanks to the gangster, and the Queen Queen. I love y'all.
Yes, we're back at the G-Lu Show, OG Sundays, Fabulous Slow Rider Oldies on an Easter, right? Shout out to Miss Kenya Ware and Kenya Ware Films as well before I continue. Much love and happy Easter to you and the family. Check it out before we continue. I got a caller out there. Let me go to the phone lines. Caller, hello. Hello.
What's going on? What's going on? Was that Flossy that
yeah,
I heard, man? Where's Flossy at, man?
Who's
right
that, my partner? Hey,
Rev,
what's up,
Rev?
I miss you.
Where
you at, Rev? What's
that? Oh, man, I'm right here, man. I was just checking on you. You know, I heard your voice, man, so I pushed the one because I wanted to make sure I got in, you know what I mean, to holler at you, man, you know, let you know, man, you's a real one and everything. And is Hank still around today or he late?
No, Hank said he ain't got in from church yet,
man.
He's not here yet.
Hey, look, hey, check this out, Rev. When you hear the Superfly theme song, you know he pulled up. Duh, 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 duh. Oh, he too fly.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's too fly for you today, Rev. Rev, he's too fly for you today.
Hey, that part.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Part.
Yeah,
well, you know, I was hoping to catch, you know, I like to catch Hankster and Flossy together. You know, it's like, you know, it's like the double dose. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, but I had to stand down today. He's too fly today, man. I had to stand down.
Yeah, he's
today.
Too fly today.
Hey, Rev, I had to carry, I'm Jerome today. I had to carry the mirror. I got to carry the mirror.
Oh, okay. Well, that's all right, man. You know, because, I mean, you know, if you're carrying the mirror and everything, let me know how my shag is looking when I comb it in my pick, you know. Yeah, man. Is the Queen Jean, is she here today?
Yeah, she's here.
What's going on, Rev? How you doing?
Oh, man, that's what I'm talking about. See, you know, I got the OG. I got a real OG over here. See, I'm a Queen Jean. Let me talk to you here over here on the side, Queen Jean. Now, Queen Jean, you know, I know you're an OG and everything. You know what I mean? I know you, and I know you all that and everything. And I love you, girl. Hugs to you and everything. And, you know, keep going. I need you to live at least another 162 years.
Oh, thank you, Rev. Then we're going to put that out there. We're going to claim that. Thank you.
You know what I'm saying?
You know,
so that's all I wanted to say.
Over here with a spiritual vibe. So, you know, I got that energy with that smoke going up and everything. So you know what I'm talking about. So thank you.
Well, right on, right on. You know, I appreciate you, Queen Jane. G Lou, you know what I'm saying? I just did 500,000 burpees and 50,400 push-ups in 9 minutes, man. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, okay. You on one. You on a roll. Yeah, you got it, man. You got it.
He gonna be in the hospital. He gonna be in the hospital,
you know,
right. In a few minutes too.
Yeah, you know what I mean. Well, you know, I avoid the hospital. You know, I just been, you know, I've been me and Trey D. Trey D. been teaching me, you know, East Side 3800 block. You know what I'm saying? And so I'm over there with him. You know, but I love y'all, man. My 2 minutes is up. I just wanted to call in. I'm going to go back on mute now.
Peace and love, man.
All right, I'll leave.
Happy Easter, man. Happy Easter, man.
Yeah, happy Easter, man. Peace. Yeah.
One love.
Much love to Ali. Hey, but like I said, we got a special guest, Fat Rat is here, Derek Thomas. Hey, Fats, anything, we got more to talk about, but anything you want to put out there that we haven't discussed yet that's important before we get back to some of these oldies?
I mean, the main thing, like I said, I wanted to talk about was the documentary. The only other thing is kind of tapping back in with the reality show. Is that
okay.
You know, I was saying that it's gonna, and it's actually gonna be actually different types of contests that that they're gonna be doing every week. So basically, the main concept is you go from gopher to roadie to entourage. You build yourself up to these different levels as you bring these challenges, and then till you become the actual hype man. So that's the concept of the reality show. I've had a couple sit downs with Lionsgate. I had one with New Line Cinema.
So I'm trying to see where it's going to go. You know what I mean? That's the next thing that I'm working on. Those are kind of the major things. And besides that, man, just, you know, rocking with this music. You know what I mean? Doing my thing, man.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
That's pretty much what
Pat
I do.
Ray, you're involved with speaking of the music, I know, like I said, it's just a lot of things you do that the people just may not know, but you're deeply involved with the music scene as well. You make a lot of good connections and things happen. Who are some of the artists you're working with now that you want to speak on, or the things that you got going on right now in the music part, if you want to speak on any?
I have a couple albums. I've pretty much worked with everybody, man. Like I said, I do mostly mixing and mastering. I don't really do production anymore, like far as doing beats and stuff like that. I do them, but I'm not really on that end of it. I try to stick with the mixing and the mastering. But I've been working with my partner out of the Bay Area. His name D-Day. He's from an old school group called A1. They were signed to E40 back in the 90s.
Okay.
We got a couple albums. We got a couple albums that we got on iTunes and Spotify and all of that called Game Ties, Volume 1, Volume 2. We got Trey Legend from Watts on there. We got Baby Yes on there. Who else we got on there, man? We got Tweed Cadillac on the song.
Shout out to Tweed. Tweed should
be
listening.
That's my bro.
That's my big homie. That's my big homie right there, man.
Much love, Tweed.
That's one of them real ones. I told you raised us up right there. You know what I'm saying? We got raised right there.
He should have been in that documentary.
You know what? That actually was conversated about, because everything is still being shot. You feel me? We still get in. We still have an interview. Everybody even haven't been interviewed yet. You feel what I'm saying?
Okay.
So that's definitely a possibility. But you know, with Tweed, you know, my boy got to move a certain way. You know what I'm saying? Because it's
right.
You feel what I'm saying?
Right.
So that too. Yeah. So, but man, come on, man. Who wouldn't want to have Tweed? That's a legend right there, man. Boy ran with E.
Yes,
Uncle
Tweed.
Yes, sir. And play a hand,
yes,
the penthouse players,
play
man,
hand.
And all of that.
Yes, sir.
I tell everybody every chance I get. He go, that's my theme music, nigga. The penthouse players, click. That's my theme.
Oh,
album.
Come on, man. Rolling in the pimp lane, man. Checkmate
all
and all that.
Checkmate, man.
Yes, sir.
Checkmate, play a ham. Play a ham with crazy on checkmate, man.
Let me request that for tonight, man. In honor of play a ham.
Let me hit
checkmate, man. Yes, sir.
I got that for you. Go ahead.
I got them couple with them albums that's out there. My boy Trey Legend, I've been working with him.
Trey Legend, that's
my partner.
He the truth. Trey Legend, the truth, man. He be on them hooks, man, doing it, man. Shout out to
man,
Trey Legend.
Man, the boy, he done did hooks for Eight. For Chill. He done did them for Spotted Oak. He done do.
Everybody.
That's my boy, man.
With it.
Front Street Watch, man. He the truth. You feel me? That's my little bro right there. So I got him. I recently linked up with this young cat. He's off of Sugar Free's new project he just dropped about a week ago. It's called Group Therapy. And it's a young cat named Jay Familiar on there, man. Man, I just recently linked up with young Jay Familiar, and I'm going to produce a song with him that we're going to hit with in a couple months, man. You know what I mean? And so Jay Familiar is another cat. I'm trying to think, man. My young homie from my neighborhood, Baby Keita, young Keita Heater, he out there the street canyon. He out there doing his thing right now. We did a couple of songs with him. My boy Blowzard is one of my producers out here in Sacramento. He's also in the documentary, man. But he actually Blowzard is the cat. He did the soundtrack for that. Remember that movie Rise, that Tommy the Clown movie that came out a few years back?
He was
nominated for a Grammy for that soundtrack on that, man. That's one of the producers that's like my right hand man right there, man. You know. And, man, we just, you know, he creates the beat. That's kind of like our thing. He do the beats, and I mix and master. You know what I mean? And that's like our little team right there, man. We just kind of go around producing and doing our thing. You feel me?
Right.
Whoever want a platinum beat, tap in. That's all he got to do.
Tap in. Hey, Fat Rat, I know you still move around, and you're always around everywhere, but what prompted the move to Sacramento, the capital? And how has that been, and what's popping up in the Sac Town, man?
Well, I moved. I mean, it was actually a blessing for me, man. I was working at LAX, bro. For what I was doing, I was working there. Because when I came home from prison, man, I went to Los Angeles Community College for 2 years. I got my associate's degree. Then I took my transcript to UCLA, and I went to UCLA. But I had to work there also as I went there to help pay for my tuition. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So while I was working there, I was working at a company called Super Shuttle, and it was the blue vans at LAX Airport that take you home when you come out of the terminal. You know what I mean?
Right.
And I got promoted to operations manager, and the positions were Sacramento. It was one in Tampa, Florida, and it was a Super Shuttle in San Diego. So they flew me to all three. I originally was gonna move to Tampa, Florida. That was really my so they had the condo ready for me
good,
and everything, bro. Tampa was fly, man. I like Tampa a lot, bro. But when the real estate lady, she was like, yeah, during hurricane season when you evacuate, when she started talking like that, I was like, hold on, hurricane season, what are you talking about?
Every year.
What? And she got to, I was like, you telling me I might go to work and come home and my whole house gone? You know what I'm saying? I was like, nah,
right.
I do earthquakes, man. I'm a, you know what I'm saying? I don't do hurricanes, man.
I take my chances off.
So
that's right.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So I came, when they shot me out here to SAC, which I had been to SAC before back in the days with some of my homies. They used to come out here back in the days in the 80s, you know, SAC was kind of popping during the Reaganomics era, you feel me?
Right.
But I just liked the diversity. When I came out here, I liked the diversity, bro, and I liked the cost of living, you feel me? You can get to a four-bedroom house out here in a nice little area, man, from somewhere from like $1,100 to like maybe $1,400, $1,500 a month.
Wow. Yeah.
And it's not congested. You feel what I'm saying? Everybody
right.
on top. You know, one minute you might look like you rolling in the country somewhere. Next minute you like this
right.
like you in the city. So, and it was time for me because of my history in Los Angeles. When I was in the penitentiary, bro. Old dude in the pen told me. He said, "Let me tell you something, fat rat." He said, "You can't heal in the same environment you got sick in." I said, "What you mean? You got sick?" I'm thinking he's talking to me like I'm a drug addict or something. He said, "No, you ain't got to be a drug addict to be sick. You feel me?"
Yeah.
And it took me a while to understand what that man was telling me, bro. You feel me? So I knew something in me told me that was my opportunity to get. I needed to get out of L.A. because I still had some growing up I had to do, and I had to get out of my comfort zone. I had to get out of my environment so I could grow as a man. It was time to be a man, stop being a man child, my nigga. You feel me?
Wow.
I was still running around gang banging and other things where at the same time I got my 12, 13-year-old son coming in the room telling me, "Daddy, I'm tired of you going to jail. I got stuff I be wanting to do with you and this and that. You always in jail." And that had me crying in tears, bro. You know what I'm saying? That hurt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I was like, it's time to grow up. You feel me? So when that opportunity came, that's what made me jump on it. You feel me? I was like, man, let me get out here and go make, you know, go make my way, man. It's time. I was, 32, 33 years old, something like that. I'm going to be 50 this year. I've been out here since then. But you feel me?
Yeah.
And I needed it. I never owned my own home until I moved here. I never owned my own business until I moved here. All the things that I'm doing now, I never did in Los Angeles. None of these things happened until I moved here. And then everything changed. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
You know, it was the
That's
best
deep,
move. It is, bro. You know what I mean? It changed me, man. It made me really grow up and understand, you know. When I first moved here, it was a transition. When I first moved here, I called my big bro, Baby C-Dawg, rest in peace. And I was like, man, I'm going to come back to L.A., man. I miss going to the hood. I miss this and that. He said, yeah, I hear you, my nigga, but you sound stupid as fuck right now. He's like, man, you made it, my nigga. He said, man, we all trying to get where you at, bro. He said, you made it out of here, man. He's like, you sound stupid.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? And like I said, it was time for me to grow up. We all have that what's called a moment of clarity. We all have it. Some of us don't pay attention to it. You feel me? I was blessed to pay attention to my moment where I really did some self-analyzation, and I wasn't a bad dude. I always took care of my kids and all that, but mentally and what was important and priorities, that type of being a man, I needed to get that shit straight, bro, because it wasn't cool. You feel me?
Right.
I thought it was cool to have
right.
money and go to jail, and it was cool because I left my wife $70,000, $80,000, $100,000 in the safe, so they cool. But no, they wasn't cool because my kids needed me there with them. It wasn't about the lifestyle. You feel me?
Yeah.
My son and kid, they didn't care nothing about no money. He was like, I got stuff I be needing to talk to you about, and you gone all the time. None of my homies, nothing in the streets, nothing in there is more important than the love and respect of my kids, bro. I love them more than any of that shit. You feel me?
Right.
So when I said my son coming there talking to me like that, bro, I was like, yeah, it's time to grow up. So that's what made me move up out of here, bro. And it was the best move I ever
That's what's
made.
Up.
And I love
That's
that
what's
lady
up
there.
Right
Don't
there.
Get me wrong. I rep it to the foot. Even to this day, and I've been out here for quite some time, but they'll tell you, I'm an L.A. baby for real.
Hey,
Fat Rat in Florida, we got some callers out there. It's been waiting for a minute. Let me take a couple callers.
Let's do it.
805, you're live on the line. Hello.
Who's happening with it?
What up, man?
Shout out to the station.
Hello?
Who's that?
Who's on the line?
It's Bolex Stick Gang.
Yeah, Stick Gang.
Bolex, what's up, OG?
What's happening with you?
Oh, man, just having some courageous, with my partners having some courageous conversation right now, brother. How you doing?
Oh, man, I'm good. I like the show. I've been listening since it came on. Shout out to you and Flossie for supporting the project.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So shout
That's
out
what
to,
all
you
about
for
right now.
To the show. Shout out to you for listening to the show. Yes, sir.
I appreciate everything all y'all do, from radio to TV. And we support each other. We all could do it together. You know what I mean?
G Lou, this leg's on the phone, G Lou.
What up, man?
Yeah, this is the creator, the producer, the everything. The one guy I was telling you about in the documentary.
He's larger than life.
Yeah, Lex,
we want
you to come on the show. I wanted Fats on here tonight. I want you to come on the show as well, Lex, and just give you your proper due respect as well, sir, with your own show.
We'll bring you back on the show.
Yeah.
Y'all line it up. Already know I'm with it. I'm with anything that's my folks. Y'all my folks.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We got you.
I support y'all and honey and the station. Anyway, if possible, I get anybody else to listen, I will. Because we got to.
Hey, I've been meaning to tell you, nigga, I'm finna do my photo shoot with my hoodie, nigga, my Stick Gang hoodie. You know I'm gonna do my photo shoot. You know I'm gonna put it out there. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Much love, though, Stick. We got that lot.
Yes, sir.
Let me take another caller. We got a caller calling in. Call,
right.
Hello.
Good evening.
Yes, sir.
Heavy day.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening to my distinguished guests, the Fat Man and to Gene and Hank and Flossie, and to the one and only, G Lou. You know what I'm saying? That's always winning. But I had to come in because I was up there drinking a bowl of this mercury, right? Because I was deep in space fucking with this ET bitch. And I heard the boy blowing some real shit, though. And it kind of sort of sound like he said, he that controls your thinking controls your movement. So if all you know is the hood, that's as far as your Dr. Seuss book reading ass gonna go. You know what I'm saying? So the man was blowing on all 12 cylinders like a Ferrari. And then the kid also said, basically, like, how do niggas spend more time with your hood than you spend with your kids? And how do you love your hood more than you love your God?
Right.
So I just had to tap in, man, because it's getting dark up here so motherfucking light, because there's 70,000 veils of light between man and God. There's some veils of light that's so light that it's considered darkness. So I came through a lot of motherfucking darkness just to tap in and say, man, you 100% right, man. And you made a move. I salute you like it was a motherfucking military-type situation, man, because black people need to realize that you, yourself, are the only Bible that a non-believer will probably ever read. So you got to be an example to motherfuckers. And a wise man change often, a fool don't never change. You know what I mean? And if a nigga stuck like a motherfucking truck, then that's on you, pimpin', because we moving straight ahead with this shit. You know what I'm saying? So I salute you, homie. I'm enjoying the conversation, and I got to get back up here in space, man. This bitch made me a bowl of nuclear lasagna.
Hey, excuse me, sir. Before you tune out, who are you, sir?
I'm a fighter, a writer, politician, a pugilist, and a part-time motherfucking surgeon. But pick your poison, and you will know what a nigga is. You know what I'm saying? You know, because I play from the getty to the ghetto, so I don't know what it is. And then, you know, like I told this bitch one time, she like, Malik, you know, I don't even know you. I said, bitch, first of all, I don't even know my motherfucking self. I got six personalities.
I'll tell you what, brother. I'm definitely picking up what you're putting down, man. And I appreciate that vibration you sent my way, and I send it back to you, man.
Let me tell you how the game goes. The queen is on the phone too, Malik.
The queen is on the phone too.
Queen.
Yeah.
I was born a knight. Yeah. Can you make a nigga rich? I was already dark as night, queen. I be seeing your little post and shit with your little pretty face and your hair all done and shit. You be baby. You gonna fuck around and come up on Deadliest Catch fucking with this here. Cause I be seeing your little movement out there, you know. I'm just saying though, you know, cause I be seeing you. You know, I'm gonna start calling you the slippery fish. You know, every time a nigga get up on you, it's like fishing with baby oil in your hands, putting it in the water. You know, you be sliding by, but you're not gonna slide by this nigga right here, Captain Hook. Yeah, Captain Hook. And where's my partner at? The NFL dude.
Hank, where's my man?
I know that nigga got on Kelly Pink today.
Hank too sexy for his suit today. He's so sexy. He got on Kelly Pink green right now. He ain't took his suit off yet. Hey, Floss,
he
ain't took that seat off yet.
He said he ain't took that seat off yet. Hey, Floss, how do a nigga go from night court to night church? Cold motherfucker from banging the Bible. Damn.
Hey,
the nigga went from night court, 210 Temple Street, to the old county, to the old jail across the street where you take underneath the tunnel. That nigga.
Are you talking about H.O.J.J.?
H.O.J.J.
Oh, yeah, that dude. With the ghost in it and shit.
Yeah, man. Go to the roof with the phones and all of that. Yeah.
You know, but like I said, and one more last thing to the last of the last thing, right? To you youngsters out there, let me tell you something real fast. Cause something told me to put this on your heart. If you don't know about that day room and that crip module and that blood module, and if you don't know what yard recall mean and drink plenty of water and walk slow, if you don't know what Kisu is and Swahili and then speak like an Aztec Indian and do sign language when it's really going down, if you really ain't studied them motherfucking things, because see, the word ism, right, means the study of something, racism, socialism, capitalism. Mm-hmm. So this ism right here come in all shape, forms, and sizes. So I'm telling you something, youngster. If you ain't took no bath in Old Folsom Foyard 3 in the morning at about 32 below zero, just a towel around your little sexy
ass.
You better sit your motherfucking ass down, son. If you ain't looked at that cell phone on the wall, nigga, that pay phone for 2 years straight and hope they cut it on it by the time your mama say, I accept the collect call, a nigga done got stuck in the neck, you better sit your motherfucking ass down, son.
Facts.
Listen to me, young man. I know you in earshot some motherfucking way in your daddy face thinking you know everything. The book you read, nigga, that nigga wrote.
Yes, sir. paying attention. I'm
going to tell you one more last time. Look up the word juke ball, young nigga, and holler back.
There ain't nothing about that juke.
They don't know
about
that
juke
ball. Oh, my God. You're
going to get that juke ball special. Keep fucking around in the game, nigga. The game, I didn't choose the game. The game chose me. I was elected for this shit.
These youngsters, they built for juke balls, man. They ain't built for that.
He's talking about 47,
okay. Well, then guess what,
4,800.
Yeah.
Since
they fly.
He's talking about 9,000 flow classification.
Oh,
you feel me?
Right. No, we talking about smoking the whole Bible, nigga, Revelations and all.
All of that.
Oh,
yeah, man. Come on, man. You talking about money.
You talking about washing
money,
your clothes in the toilet, nigga. Cooking your shit in the toilet, nigga. We talking about some dirty shit.
Yeah, to put it in the brown
cup. You talking about that magazine
sitting
underneath your dough, nigga. With the acronyms on there that don't stand for your hood.
Y'all got me in that court tank sleeping on that toilet paper roll.
Freezing like a motherfucker on that little silver plate. So you youngsters, this is scared straight version of the G Lou show just for you. You fucking with about 60 or 70 years of straight penitentiary time right here on the floor.
You better believe it.
If we add up all our homies, it'll come up to like 20,000 years in prison time if we add up just half the niggas we know.
Yeah, that is true, too. That's true.
If I add up every nigga that I know right now that's in the penitentiary, it'll be 5,000 years. I added it up.
I did 10 years, 8 months straight. You feel me?
Well, that's 5,000, 10 years and 8 months. Nigga, I just came up on another one.
Damn.
And that was just, and that's not including the four I did in YA when I was a youngster.
Oh, one more last thing for the last thing. God bless DMX.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
God bless DMX.
And for
DMX,
you youngsters out there that's using them drugs, you better pay attention because they wrote his drug thing into his budget. Them motherfucking Europeans. You be careful wanting to be a rapper. Because in our world, nigga, rapper ain't nothing really but a professional snitch, nigga, to be honest with you.
Oh,
yeah.
Real talk.
For real.
Watch your dope in your mama house. Batteram. You know, you niggas don't be knowing when you niggas be knowing. So you need to step back, man, and take 10 feet into your cell, boy. Let the dough slam on you. Get that toothpaste roll out your ass.
Yeah, let's ride. Let's take a ride and come on back. Ooh, put that on
beep,
your mind.
Beep, beep. Beep,
yeah. Yeah.
Nissan Jeep, nigga, 22s on your ass.
Yeah.
Hey, it's the G Lou Show, OG Sundays. Hold on. Let me go to the phone line, check in with somebody right quick. Caller, hello.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening, oh, sir.
Man, this is Disco Lou Bill, man, calling in, man. I just want to say I'm enjoying the show as usual. When y'all had mentioned Juke Balls, then it threw up my Cavassier. I remember the first time that shit, man, came up on me. I'm like, wait a minute. What is this orange-looking blob thing? I'm supposed to eat this? I was so hungry. I think I ate maybe half of it. And my God, that was the worst shit. I don't even see how the city of Los Angeles could feed a person a Juke Ball. That is the most horrible thing in the world, man.
Hey, Queen, I look at it like this. If you ever got served a Juke Ball, when they handed it to you, that was the decision you was making for the rest of your life, nigga. Either you was going to eat this or you was going to change your life, nigga. You
weren't going to
be
no that. You're
absolutely right. Shout out to
Queen, man. I was fucking starving, and I said, man, I looked at it for a minute, and I'm like, man, I got to eat something. And I tried not to taste it. I just wanted to eat it to put something on my stomach. And I think I got halfway through, and it was like, motherfucker. Once I got back, man, I was buying all the oranges and apples I could get from a nigga. I was buying milks and all kind of shit. That is the most horrible thing in the world, man. Big shout out, man. Big shout out, man, to my brother Rat, man. That man has come a long way, and there's so much further to go, man. Big ups, man. Big ups in a real way.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate that, man. That means a lot. It really do.
Man, I appreciate your presence in my life from years back. And also what I really want to say, I want to give a shout out, man, to, you know, Jody and D-Day, man, for showing me the hospitality on your behalf, putting me on that Mob Ties too. I still ain't even heard the finished product, so I need you to get with them and send me that Ohio Players remix that we did. I can't wait to hear that bad boy.
This Tweed, man. I didn't even know this was you, big homie. What's up, man?
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up with my big homie, man?
What's that?
I'm sitting here listening like, wait a minute. This all sound real familiar, what he's talking about right now.
I got to give
you a shout out, man, because, you know, y'all was real to me, but this is what you got to understand, big homie. When we was young coming up over there in them 30s, man, we would ride down Brownie, man, just to see y'all, man, just to see, be like, but for you to be a kid and you see somebody on TV and you could tell the homies, hey, them dudes is around the corner right now. Eazy-E is around the corner right now. We used to ride down Brownie. You probably remember, we used to just ride by on our bike just to see y'all out there. That was our inspiration. That was inspiration, man. Wow. That was like, you know, it's different when you see something on TV, but, you know, when you get tangibles, shit you can touch, see, and feel, that was real to me, man. See you, him, and y'all was in the neighborhood. You feel what I'm saying? Every day. You could go down Brownie and see y'all hanging out there, doing y'all thing. Being low riders. Man. You feel what I'm saying? Man, that's why I always loved and respected you, man. You've been the same dude, and you was approachable. You was like, you know how big homie, you know how Hawk and all them. Well, you couldn't even approach them back in the day. You feel me?
Man, I was even scared. Nigga, I was scared of Capers back in the day. That nigga That nigga took our ghetto blaster. Me and Herb was walking down the street, and Capers came and jacked us for the ghetto blaster. We had to go get Tanya, Herb's sister, to go back and get our ghetto blaster. That's back when I was a young nigga. It's like,
man,
wow.
Russell Capers, Wayne Capers, all them Capers,
man.
My niggas. Them.
Man, I was terrified of Hawk.
Oh, him, Big Mel, Big Sea Dog, all we used to come up in that park. See, the thing I love about y'all, though, I tell people this all the time. The thing about I love about y'all, we come up in that park, the big homie said, man, what y'all doing? See, Big Dog, Big Sea Dog, he'll throw you in the back of that Cadillac in the trunk and drive your ass straight to school until you don't come to the hood till 3:30. If you little niggas over here before 3:30, you're going to get your ass whooped. You feel me? They didn't play that shit. Hawk could be on your ass like, man, how old are you? What the fuck you doing over here? You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the type of cast we was raised by. You know what I'm saying?
And it was a trip because I was terrified.
One thing about our neighborhood, the homies wasn't dummies. You know what I'm saying? The homies was, we got homies that was writing paperwork on them police over on the Southwest. You remember the Dalton raids and all of that? You know,
AJ got $1 million. AJ ended up getting $1 million out of that shit. But, man, I remember, man, Capers, man, we were so terrified of him when we was little. And then as we got older, he ends up becoming a good friend. Matter of fact, I went to a funeral with Shark, and now both of them is dead. So how they be saying it's like all the niggas that you should be with is dead or in the pen, that is really a true story, man. It's a true story. I lost a lot of guys that would have been proud of me, that would have had my back to this day. I lost a lot of guys. And Rat, you still around, and we ain't far from each other. And whatever we got to do to link back up, man, we going to make that happen.
Oh, without a doubt. You guys, you know what I'm saying? My number's still the same, big homie. You know, actually, I need you to come to Sac. I got a whole other spot in Sac, man. Beautiful studio, soundstage, the whole 9 yards. Anything we need to do, man, we link
in. I'll be here, man, because I eased up to the spot in Vallejo, and that's how I ended up being on the Mob Ties, too. Just a spur of the moment, just there, you know, and next thing you know, it's like, you want to be on this? And I'm like, well, I don't know, man. Let me see what I could do. Picked up that notebook, and next thing you know, man, I got my mojo back. And I'm like, shit.
Let me tell you something, man. For you to tell me what you told me, big homie, and for me to see you on that microphone that night, I'm going to tell you what got me, though, is when your girl started crying, bro. When your girl started, because she said, I ain't seen him stand up at the mic like that and that's long in a long time. Because you was at the mic the whole time, getting it in.
Wow.
All right, big homie.
This that G-Lou show, man. You're going to get it raw on this show here, man. Y'all better quit playing, man. Y'all gonna get it wrong. It ain't scripted. As Bowleg said, it ain't scripted, man.
No, this ain't scripted, man.
This off the dribble, man.
Hey, man, it's always the treat when real was me, man. You know what I'm talking about?
That's how I go, man.
Yeah.
That's how I go, man.
Wow.
Hey, but yeah, man.
Wow.
G-Lou, drop that needle. We gotta take a ride. Play that song, man. Play that song, man, G-Lou.
Well, okay. Give me 1 second. I got you on that.
Hey, look, you so bad. You bamboozled like Queen Jean was with the verse.
Hold on here.
You mesmerized.
Hey, it's going down tonight, man.
Yes, sir. Yes,
going down tonight, man.
Hey, Queen Jean was over there bamboozled about the verses. Now you over here on this history that just got made on the G-Lou show.
Yeah, cause
hey, man, let's get it together, man, and take a ride and come on back, man.
Okay, let me pull that up. We'll be right back, man, the G-Lou show, OG Sunday. What are you doing at?
I made a promise.
That's what we do every Sunday, man. Shout out to the G-Loop Show, man, and all the listeners. Good night, man. Thanks for tuning in.
Hey, man, it's a must, man. You know, I'm straight out of Compton, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a must that they listen to, you know what I'm saying, the OG New Show on Sundays, Low Rider Sundays, man. It's all believe me, if you love Low Rider and you love old school music, this is the show for you. You know what I'm saying? Tune in every Sunday.
And
I'm going to start tuning in every when I'm not low riding. I will be tuning in.
And
I'll be calling in too, so y'all might get tired of it.
Yeah, I love it like this. Perfect. I'm ready. Under the influence of my own existence, I saw my future clear in the distance, crystal clear, as close as this year, so very near. My future is my present, my turn to serve these MC peasants. This time, the true player rhymes, fresh out Los Angeles, penetrating minds. Power move, beyond compare, suckers just stop, stand still and stare. Defeated, disillusioned, full of despair, mistreated, mass confusions in the air. Fight a scream for the rhymes I conceive, but now it's too late, time for me to leave these pathetic pilfers prone to perpetrate. Parasitic perp, checkmate. Busters down to their lowest times, like rhymes in my grip, they swam, no mercy serving, that's the way it should be, A-P-S-O-L-U-T-E, much closer than any other will come, rap and rhyme are additives, I am their sum, returning to serve each time I exit, just as OG, just as complex as before, I ain't much harder than this, y'all, my rhymes are chocolate, this is a gift, impressive, yes I've made things this way, how else can I serve suckers and can't go too paid? But impressively and absolutely, undoubtedly, this is me, my time, my revolution, my fate. Checkmate. We rolling it, I told y'all though. 91, spit out. But you already knew that. I know you knew that. Yeah. Check it out. What I suggest are hits in succession, leaving the rest in a state of depression. Constant progression of this profession, when the mic's in my possession. Poetic expression is imminent. Suckers, you wanna rhyme, you got to get my consent. Checkmate, in other words, you're a loser. Consistently, checkmate, and the winner's the PPC. I've studied this rhyme game. This rhyme you're hearing is a conqueror. I've captured your king. Must I come clearer? Must I not teach? Must I not preach in order to reach? I play life. Seriously, cautiously, my purpose is mysterious to me, but how when I die will be the late, great player Ham, checkmate, yeah, what's up, how y'all living out here, y'all have to come like this, come on and step the spin out, you know what's up, you know what's up. Right back in it for the remix, you know what I'm saying? Ain't missed a beat. Ain't lost a step. Yeah. Uh-huh. You wanna know why? You wanna know why? Cause I'm more chiller, much thriller. Your girl, I'll thrill her like she's never been thrilled. Then I'll drill her like she's never been drilled. Drill you if it is necessary. Full of rhymes or whatever, it doesn't matter to me. I will accommodate in any mode. In other words, welcome. welcome to my humble abode. Even simpler rap is Flair Ham Palace. Any other point of view is a fantasy, fallacy, no malice. I'm just taking your place. Smooth climbing up over the ladder's your face. This checkmate shot means unequivocally. The almighty MC, none other than I and we, the PPC, do solemnly swear to serve and to take this game to a ubiquitous state. Checkmate! Don't even run up clowning yourself and yelling and tripping. Cause I'm telling you, I play no favorite. I will serve anybody who feels they can fake any of this. So what you wanna do, you know what I'm saying? Run up and get faded. Like I said before, way back on full track. I ain't missing it, but ain't no bitch car driving. Bust ass niggas allowed. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sounds get laid down on West Side Wednesdays, OG Sundays, Flashback Fridays. We're cruising with G. Lou, Fabulous, Lowrider Oldies. So just let me introduce myself. I'm Tweet Cadillac, baby. I drink up all the Hennessy you got on your shelf. We got to keep it fly, P.I., and you know why.
Smile, but I'm not complaining, 'cause I'm Special guest, my homeboy Fat Rat, Derek Thomas, man, entrepreneur, engineer, you know, so many titles under his belt. It's crazy, man. The hustle is enormous and so underrated, man. Yeah. We talked about so much, so many. Yeah.
That brought back memories, right,
man.
There, boy.
Yes, sir. Man, I just wish we had more time.
Yeah, we got you, Fat Rat.
Damn.
Yeah, that's the G Lou show, man. This the show where they doing it at, man. That's a real statement, man.
I've listened to y'all quite a few times. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, I know you be tuning in. Like I said, you never know who gonna check in. You know, Tweed the ringleader though. He kicked back.
Yeah.
I be at work listening to y'all, so sometimes I can't talk. I just be listening to it while I'm doing my thing. You feel me?
That's right.
Okay.
That was a beautiful thing right there, man. Well, that was a beautiful thing.
I actually left work early at the dispensary. I left work early to make sure I was on. You feel me?
So that's right.
Okay, man. We appreciate it. I appreciate that, Fat Rat.
I mean, hey, no, come on, man. It's the G Lou show, man. When G Lou call, you got to come on, man. That's a man.
That's right. Love
they going to learn today. Hey, Fat Rat, they going to learn today or sooner or later. They going to learn.
Come on, man.
Yes, sir.
On,
shout
man.
Out to Tweed, man. Shout out to Tweed, man. Tweed don't know.
Yeah,
he got so much
Tweed,
love.
Yeah.
Tweed don't even know how much
yes,
love
sir.
He got.
Man,
sir.
Shout
he
out
to know what's
Tweed
up.
Cadillac, man. That's one of my mentors, one of my idols. Like I said, that was from the heart, bro. That dude right there, made it seem real to me, man. That was, you know, that was one of the cats I looked up to, made me feel like I could do it, man. You feel
made
me?
It all make
yeah.
sense, huh? Let made it make
yeah.
sense.
Come on,
yeah.
man.
Shout
he,
out
and
to
he was,
you.
He was,
that's right.
And like I said, he was approachable. This is a dude who was on TV with Easy. We talking about before social media. We talking about before
yeah,
all of that,
yeah.
man. When
yeah,
he was a star.
Exactly.
Right.
You was a star then, you was a
right.
star, for real.
Especially in the
right,
hood.
Right.
Especially in the hood. Yeah, especially in the hood.
And these dudes was on TV, on Arsenio Hall, and then be in the hood posted with all the homies.
Yeah, that's what
right.
it's about, though.
Right.
See,
not only
do you
live in my neighborhood, but...
Hey, Fat Rat, I hate to cut you off, but see how older we are, and see how you just went back to when you was a child on your bike, and how looking up to older homies and G's, how somehow it made an impact on your life. We ain't talking about the destructive part, nigga. You know what I'm saying? You seeing niggas on TV and all of that. Now look what lane you in, nigga. You done touched all part of entertainment. You know what I'm saying? Looking up to them type cats and a cat like Tweed being approachable. Because like you say, back then, in the, nigga, it was big homies. Nigga, you better not have walked your little ass up on there and try to talk
man.
About something. Yeah, get your little lunch money. Get your little lunch money. Your little
man.
Bike took, nigga. Yeah.
Good luck. Because you was, to see him, you was a problem. You was a parole violation, man. You know what I'm saying?
For real. Yeah, that's how big homie. I remember my big homie, Mo, his sister used to go nutty shit off when he used to have little homies in her. She come home and the little niggas is sitting around by her house. And she used to lose her mind. Now as I got
so
older.
That was a problem back then, bro.
Exactly. She used to lose her fucking mind about that shit. She did not play that shit.
Folks, that's when them folks was coming to your house back then, man. For real,
Yeah, and I look as I got older, I look back at that now and be like, oh, okay, it all made sense. But like I say, that goes to show, you know what I'm saying, like when I was doing my interview, the little interviews I just did, that's what I'm talking about. It's big homies that impact little homies in the hood in different ways, whether some of them try to have them on that bullshit, but it's other homies that be trying to make other little homies do the right thing, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I mean, that's kind of... It's kind of like this, big homie. Which just kind of following up on what you're saying. The hood is just like this. There's no good, there's no bad because it's a gang culture. They're not choir boys. You're running with killers,
exactly.
Cutthroats, and connivers. Now the problem for niggas coming in with this, it depends on who raised you in this gang. You feel me?
Exactly.
If you was raised by a sucker, you're gonna be a sucker.
It gets
sucker results every time. If you was raised by them real G's around there, and they really loved you and was groomed by them real ones, you've been shining since then. I don't have no bad stories with my homies. They never led me on no fake runs, no send me on the wild ones. My homies never ever sit near us like that, bro.
That was one, and it's funny you just hit me with that. That's a little story I should have put up in the video where me and Cuff really bumped heads. We didn't really bump heads, but when he had first got out, and I introduced him to Lil Flossie and my other little homie HP, rest in peace. And Eric was like, and Cuff was like, man, you ought to get to the little niggas because you know they was on that bank robbery and robbing. So I was like, no, my little homies is dope dealers. At the same time, wasn't you know my influence on them, but I was like, no, nigga, my little homies don't get down like that, nigga. You know what I'm saying? They gonna sell some drugs or something. They're not gonna be around here robbing banks. So me and him bumped heads on that one. And sure enough, look where he at for doing what the fuck he did. Bank robbery, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
My little homies is doing good. You know what I'm saying? Real straight.
But look, but this is the flip side of that though, Flossie. Some people will look at it in a negative way. I look at it in a positive way. You know why? Let me just say this. I'm gonna tell you why, because it goes back to what I said. It's a gang culture.
Yeah,
see?
You're right.
So Flossie was raised by a different group of cats, which made you be even to be able to approach him to say what you said to him.
Exactly.
Certain cats, if you wasn't that cat, you couldn't approach certain homies and say certain shit to certain people because it was going to be a problem.
Mm.
You know
a real
saying?
Problem.
Mm.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm saying? So that right there alone, it was different. That's what we were saying about earlier. Everybody that was from a gang was not a gang banger. It's two different things.
Mm.
We were talking. It was like with Snoop. You feel me? I know. I've been knowing Snoop, man, before he was rapping. You know what I'm saying? When I used to hang with Iwana and her brother, with Ali and all of them. You know what I'm saying? I met Snoop through Iwana back in the day. Anybody from Long Beach, they know who I'm talking about when I say Iwana.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Yeah.
And I know the dude, man. He sold dope. He was a D-boy. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But he has family over there. He from over there. You know what I'm saying? But he not no gangbanger, bro. He ain't never been no gangbanger.
Mm.
You feel what I'm saying?
Mm.
For anybody to expect anything from him at this point, it's crazy.
Yeah.
You feel what I'm
saying?
Exactly. You know what I'm
saying? Exactly.
Yeah,
you
had
like...
cats who over there who was hanging. They was, you know, they real homies, but they wasn't really with it like Flossie was with, like certain. You know, you had certain homies that when they pulled up, everybody was like, oh, here they go. Here come these motherfuckers. You feel me?
Yeah. And it was like, nigga, and it's like me, it's like you say, and like our kind of generation, I give props to all my big homies, whether they smoking, pushing a basket, nigga, I wouldn't give a fuck because I know who they really are, nigga, and I know what they was about. I never disrespect them. I'm going to disrespect the big homie and try to claim something that he put me up on. That's crazy to me. That's just really crazy.
I respect all my G homies. I don't care if he on drugs, if he smoked out of whatever, because
that's how
he created the lane that I'm rolling smoothly in right now, man.
So
you
how
feel
you
me?
Not gonna pay homage or respect that? Every time I go to Long Beach to hood, Nick, I hit corners. My homies is drinking, smoking, laid up against the car. I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm pulling up. They know what's up with me, Floss. I'm looking out. They're my folks, man. Big homies,
that's
all
your,
of them. Big home
that's
girls.
Your community, man. You feel
exactly.
me? That's your community.
Yeah.
That's home.
Come on, man.
That's your
section,
man.
Yeah, shit.
That's
you know,
community. But let me say this though, Flossie. It's a flip side to that, big homie. The problem is this too. Let's not knock them all the way because guess what? We didn't raise them how we was raised either.
That's part too. Yeah, we responsible.
You feel me?
Like Malik tell me that
we
all
are responsible. If you ask a lot of them, if you ask a lot of them the problem they have with big homies is. That nigga ain't did nothing for me.
Yeah, that's the first thing to come out their mouth. That's the first thing to come out their mouth.
Right, because we was groomed. I was groomed by my homie, bro, literally. I was groomed. I knew what the county jail was going to be like years before I ever touched it. You know what I'm saying? I was literally groomed. But I'm going to tell you what the difference was. What they got to understand is it was something that happened that called the dope game. When the dope game came, that thing changed because now everybody was going out of town. Everybody was moving around doing their thing. So we wasn't raising young homies. Like we got raised.
Exactly.
That was my generation that dropped that ball.
Exactly.
Me?
Exactly.
We didn't raise them how y'all raised us. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, because niggas got that money. That money.
And guess what?
That was they
mamas and aunties and them that the crack was being sold to. A lot of these dudes, you got to remember. Look what year they was born. They cracked. Some of them was them crack babies they was talking about.
You're right. You're right about that. Yeah. Yeah, so it
that's
all.
That's why it's so easy for them to be on drugs and get high and all that. That's why it's nothing to them. It's cool to be a junkie now, man. That shit wasn't cool when we was kids, man.
You get DP for that shit back then. Yeah, you get DP for that shit back then.
But it's
nothing
for them now. They take every drug. The thing now, I'm gonna take everything, and I'm gonna pop pills. I'm gonna snort. I'm gonna do lines. I'm gonna do this. I'm gonna do that all night.
That's crazy.
You feel me?
All right. I'm looking at the time, though, G-Lou. Hey, Fat Rat, G-Lou, go and take it. I'm looking at the time, and I see we did come to another beautiful, fabulous history in your books again, G-Lou. The archives are so deep.
Yes, sir.
That G-Lou show archives are so deep. My goodness. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, I just want
to
say
sir,
real quick, man, I really appreciate y'all having me. Yeah, I just want to say I really, really appreciate y'all having me, man. I love the conversation. I love the vibe, man. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all, you, Miss Queen Zinia. I really didn't get to speak to you too much, but I just want to say I appreciate you for having me and giving me time to speak on your platform and, you know, and express, you know, and put my things that I got going on out there. And just one more quick thing, man. Y'all follow my boy Bat and my boy Sacktown Snoop, SNUPE. Sacktown.com/SUPE and my boy Bad Void the @ID. Please follow them, man. They some dope artists that I rock with, man, out here in Sacramento, man. They real dope. And you too, G Lou, and you Flossie, thank y'all for having me, man. I appreciate you, man.
Oh, man, you know what we on, man. They gonna see some more of it, man. We gonna keep giving it to them, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what it is. Shout out to everybody, though. Yeah. Shout out to everybody tuned in tonight, man. Happy Easter to everybody, man. Shout out to Fat Rap, man. Shout out to Legs, man, the Stick Gang Movement. We're going to get Legs back on the show and let him give a little more deeper insight on the documentary and stuff. Shout out to Big Hank didn't make it. Happy Easter to him and his wife. You know what I'm saying? I know it's going to be a bang when he do make it. But shout out to everybody tuned in with the G-Lou Show, man. The show is love, man. We're going to keep pushing, man. And, like I say, happy Easter to everybody, and happy much love to Queen Jean and G Lou, man, and much love to everybody, man. We gonna stay in traffic like Dayton's in graphic.
like Days of Graphics. Much love. Thanks to Fat Rat once again. Thank you, homie, for joining the show, man. It was an honor and a pleasure, man.
Thank you. Thank you, man. My
definitely.
Pleasure,
we got to bring you back again. Yes.
Yeah.
Hey, anytime. Queen, why don't you take us out of here?
I would love that. Anytime.
Peace and love. Silence and smile are two powerful words. Smile is the way to solve many problems, and silence is the way to avoid many problems. With that being said, take that into your week. Peace and love to everybody, and keep the prayers going up for DMX. One love.
That part. We're out. Peace and love. Love y'all. Thank you again, Fat Rat.
Thank you. Y'all have a blessing. Hey, y'all have a blessing. Stay healthy. Everybody stay healthy. Stay healthy. Stay healthy, y'all, please.
Stay healthy. Get healthy. The G Lou Show, man, where they doing it at, man. We stay in traffic.
And
like
it's
day.
Done.
Yes, sir.
All the time. Peace and love, y'all. We love y'all. We is out.
Yeah.
Give us our 7 days, yeah. G Lou.
Say what?
Our 7 days.
Okay. I always say this, excuse me, 7 days without prayer makes 1 week. W-E-A-K.
Right.
that you are married and have a baby.